Nice. Sam Bush live in the studio along with Stephen and on guitar. Sam picking a nice mandolin. Nice instrument that you're taking to the studio, mandolin, or it's, the one on stage, or
A lot of times I travel with an old Gibson F5 from 1937. It's old enough, and it kind of falls into disrepair sometimes in mountain communities in the winter. And what it is, Gibson makes a copy of my old one. So it's the Gibson Sam Bush model F5.
I was going to ask if you have a signature model, yeah.
This is the signature model, and this one was made in the year 2000. And, this is a wonderful instrument, and many times I do take it instead of the old one now, and I love the acoustic sound of it. It's a wonderful, wonderful instrument.
Now, I'm curious, and I ask all my musician guests this question, so I'll stick you with it as well. What do you listen to that you might not usually play? I love classical music. I listen to it all the time, but you know, I'm playing rock and roll and stuff here on the point. You know, do you have stuff that you aspire to, or you just enjoy that might not usually pick?
All kinds of things. If I want to listen to classical music that knocks me out, it tends to be more contemporary classical, because I've got this wonderful friend, Edgar Meyer, that, you know, turns me on to all kinds of things that he writes. If you know, if you're familiar with Edgar, he's this amazing bass player that solos with orchestras. And he does that for a living. But we also play in ensembles together where he plays, you know, bluegrass style bass too if he wants to. So, but I mean, many types of music are interesting to me, and if you come to hear our band, you can tell that we, amongst the five of us, we have lots of interests, and all that comes together to make this fusion of styles. I love listening to, I'm a fan of guitar music, for instance, and I play electric guitar on the side.
Sure.
I suffer from the disease all mandolin players have when we all think we can play guitar as well. And I mean, Stephen here is a fine mandolin player, so that's why you won't hear him do that tonight.
I think I can play guitar.
But I mean, you know, just as we're here in the studio, I look up at your racks of records or CDs. I still call them records, but I mean, yeah, I was always a huge Leon Russell fan, and I used to. Well, I was at the band I was in, Newgrass Revival. We were his backup band for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I love Jeff Beck. I got to see Jeff Beck within the last year, and amongst all the great guitar shows I've ever seen, that may have been it.
Who have you not played with that you want to play with?
Jeff Beck.
Jeff Beck. There's one. Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of Eric Clapton's. I'm a fan of John McLaughlin's. But I've also, I mean, I've never gotten to play with any of those guys. Don't expect to. But. Actually, recently sang on a tune that Jerry Douglas, my friend, recorded, where he had Eric Clapton as a guest vocalist, and Jerry and I sang harmony.
So,
Mr. Clapton.
So, haven't got to meet him yet. It gets you close on tape or digital, but
I haven't met the man yet. But, I mean, and I'm, you know, a huge fan of Jean-Luc Ponty, the violinist. Also,
we like Jean-Luc Ponty here.
But I'm also a huge fan of Del McCurry, you know, the great bluegrass player, and so. I mean, there's so many great styles of music,
I find most performing musicians have a very wide range of interest
I'm a big fan of Keb Moe, and about a year ago I got to play we did a duet show together out in Aspen, Colorado for the Aspen Songwriting Festival, which will be one of the next things I get to do, is to go back to Aspen. Stephen and I will go out there, and we're going to do a show with John Oates from, you might know him from Hall & Oates.
Sure, of course, of course.
Songwriter and
singer. Yep, he was up here last summer, I think,
Yeah, so, I mean, it's funny how all the music intermingles, and that, you know, Stephen and I have come from basically the world of, you know, bluegrass, but we're interested in everything, and Stephen also is a fine electric guitar player. When we fly, we don't always bring our electric instruments. You know, airlines have complicated us. they charge us to bring our instruments.
Yeah, really. The nerve of those guys,
yeah,
I tell you.
You have to pay to play.
That's right. Right. Well, I've heard that one before. Can you take us out with one more number?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
this once again, Stephen and I probably learned this from the world of bluegrass musicians, but it's actually an old Merle Travis song.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bush.